It is time now for The Buzz at Booth Park, a monthly radio feature on 97.9 The Hill in partnership with the folks at Trinzic Residential Group. Booth Park is underway, opening to the public this fall on 15 acres at the corner of Estes and MLK. It's going to be a hub for community gathering with a blend of green space, residences, and retail, including exciting dining options, too. And today we are going to find out more about it because we are joined by Ryan Stewart, who's the managing director for the Carolinas from Trinzic Residential Group. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So before we even get into the details of the property, who or what is Booth?
Good question. somebody important, I guess, right? So Booth is an individual. It's named after an individual who has a long history of business and community involvement in the Orange and Durham County areas. J.E. Booth was the landowner of this property and one of the largest landowners for timber in this region of the state. There's a lot of legendary stories. We are excited to kind of share that history, and he was a great person, and so in his honor, we've named the project after him, and we think it has a unique name that can provide a distinct nomenclature, if you will, and provide some grounding to the project.
So what was it about that intersection that made you really want to build there? It's a really pivotal intersection in Chapel Hill.
Yes. You know, people often say Main and Main is Franklin Street and Columbia. I see this actually more as a Main and Main, a little bit more vehicularly oriented. There's a lot more volume going east-west, north-south. Basically, Estes is the, I would call it the inner ring, if you will, that takes you from Carrboro all the way down back to the Blue Hill District. So that's basically the only way to circumnavigate, if you will, the hill. And so we thought because of that, and every other corner is not activated. You've got the Chapel Hill property, UNC property rather, the airport, 260 acres, that's been reserved for their future campus. You've got their facilities corner there that's just kind of a low density industrial slash office use storage. And then you've got the church on the third corner. And so given the importance of that intersection, we were the only property, if you will, that could be developed anytime soon. We thought it was important to do something special on that corner.
And it took 3 years for this project to come to fruition, but five other companies before you tried and failed to develop it. So what is your vision have that the others didn't, you think?
And I'll say, I appreciate the question. I would say that the town and I and my team, Susanna Dancy, Dan Jewell, and our Trinzic team with the mayor and council really worked together to come up with what Booth Park is today. It didn't start off that way, and I think it's a testament to the process of the town, despite sometimes it's drawn out and can be frustrating on all sides. But in the end, oftentimes it's not just with Booth Park, you get a really solid project through that process. And so I'd say what's different is the central park that we're calling Booth Park. We studied parks all across the country, all the way up to Boston and Chicago and New York, DC. All the different cities have different types of parks. And it's not just the park, it's the relationship of the buildings to the park and the functional dimensions of the park. As a local connection, for example, Southern Village, everyone knows that park. You know, it's a great park and it has things we don't have. We intentionally programmed it a little bit differently. For example, the amphitheater we don't have, but we do have a structured element. The dimension of the park is about 90 feet wide. Southern Village is a little bit wider, but what we've learned in our studies is that the length is actually more important than the width. At some point, the wider you get, the less functionally beneficial it is, especially from a pedestrian standpoint. And so you do want to have some cross traffic through the park. And if it's too long, you decrease that likelihood and the functional benefit decreases as well. So we are twice the length of Southern Village, the green, which is quite substantial, and only about 15 to 20% narrower. So it's a substantial, long, almost 1 acre park. Even though the site is 13 acres, every square inch has a very intentional use. So we're creating a little bit of an urban village, if you will, in this setting that eventually those other three corners will probably be developed in a similar manner, if not higher density.
Speaking with Ryan Stewart again, Trinzic Residential Group, talking about Booth Park, which is going up now on the corner of Estes and MLK, 15 acres. It's going to have retail. It's going to have residential. And, of course, that green space in the middle. How do you see that green space being used?
So I mentioned we have a structure in that facility in the park. We are building about a 1,500-square-foot facility that's right in the center. It's intentionally in the center. It's got a kitchen, full kitchen, full bathrooms, fireplace, place to host and centralize gatherings, and it can be rented by the public. It can be utilized by the restaurants that we're going to have. We have about 15,000 feet of retail, which is another thing that's different than the other projects that I was going to mention. And so that's a programmed, intentionally programmed element that can be a hub for the events that occur there. Those such events could include weddings, graduation parties, ceremonies, food truck, and I could speak to how we structure the roundabouts and the circular nature of the flow to where we can shut the alleys beside the park off and create a kind of a food truck concert type of vibe and still maintain vehicular access through the entire 13-acre site, even though we'd shut down that main street of the park.
Okay.
It widens it to about twice the length, 160 feet, and the food trucks can flank the park. Maybe a farmer's market. I know there's several in this county, but that type of scenario. And then further than that, we've talked to YMCA about potentially, you know, they're across the street, conceptually, maybe working with them on programming certain outdoor events, exercise events.
What about retail and restaurants? What do you expect going in there?
Yeah, so we've got that's exciting for us. We've got 15,000 feet of commercial, and we often will electively put retail in. And so this is a combination of that where have decided it's beneficial. As I mentioned before, this area between 40 and Franklin Street is pretty desolate in terms of its retail offerings. And when you have a critical mass of apartments and when you add Shadowwood just to the north, between our project and their project, we have close to 2,000 residents in walking distance. We're connecting our project to Shadowwood such that they can walk across and shop at this 15,000 feet. So we're really excited about that. There'll be three restaurants. There are two end cap restaurants, if you will, two on the end with outdoor patios that flank the main retail portion on MLK. We're in discussions with a couple of groups. I can't say who they are, but one of them is well established on Franklin Street as a secondary location for them. Actually, they have others, but this would be a secondary location and a little bit of a twist on what they currently do on Franklin Street. So they would not be vacating Franklin Street by any means.
Okay.
But I can't say publicly yet. We haven't signed the lease. And then we've got a group. There's a two-story roof deck type of environment in the center area. We have a little village green, we call it, not the main park, where it's got its own green, own art that this two-story restaurant with a rooftop overlooks. And that we envision as a, hopefully, three-day parts, meaning breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and something that can be as flexible as coffee, wine, and an evening, potentially other offerings. It's only about 1,300 square feet, but the park, that mini, if you will, village green, and the rooftop really make it a giant outdoor space and really is the heart of the vibe of the community, if you will.
Speaking with Ryan Stewart, Trinsic Residential Group, talking about Booth Park, and we got to wrap up. But as we do, what's the timeline on all of this? When will we see this opening?
So we have 58 townhomes that will be delivered first, along with our 361 apartments. So there's 419 units total with that 15,000 feet of commercial. We are delivering the townhomes starting in July this year. With that, we'll be opening half the park and the that central building that's the central gathering building in that park that I mentioned that could be leased. And then we'll be delivering the apartments. We'll be delivering the first mixed-use retail building also this summer and early fall. The retail tenants will take about 9 months to build out. And so most of the apartments will be coming online first quarter 2025, as well as the retail first quarter 25 and early second quarter. So about this time next year, there should be restaurants open and a lot of buzz going.
I'm excited about it. It's going to be a great space on the corner of Estes and MLK, Booth Park. Watch it going in and look forward to it going up. Ryan Stewart, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.